your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we broadcast live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Dave's producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And today we're going to talk about how to protect you and your family from poor nutrition and high food costs. And not only that, we're going to learn how to grow twice the amount of tomatoes in your garden. With USAprepares.com instructor Lucinda Bailey, Texas Ready. Lucinda Bailey was on with us earlier this week, and I asked her if she could come back and help us with growing tomatoes. Now, tomatoes are my favorite food, and I'd like to know, and I'd like to have the information available for you to know what to do right now. And why to help you grow twice as many tomatoes as we typically grow. Lucinda Bailey is with TexasReady.net. TexasReady.net. She's been at the Get Prepared Expos. She's going to be at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo right here in Lebanon, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to meet Lucinda Bailey, you may. You can just come to the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Welcome, Lucinda Bailey.
Hi, how's everybody in your neck of the woods?
We're doing really well. And, you know, I wanted to tell you that we cleaned out our wood stove, and we have an outdoor wood furnace. And, you know, it burns for like 6 months. We heat our house, our farmhouse, with wood. And we heat our hot water, our domestic hot water, with wood. And after about 6 months of burning the trees that have fallen around the farm, we have an ash pile that we need to clean out of the stove. So we take the front end loader and we drive it up to this wood stove. Now, the wood, the firebox is about 4 feet wide by 5 feet long. So it's a huge firebox. And we shovel out the wood ash into the front end loader because it's still kind of warm. And we let it cool for several days. And then we put that wood ash in the garden. And, you know, Lucinda, what used to be trash is now treasure. So
absolutely.
And so that's one of the things I'd like to talk to you about. Are we doing the right thing by putting wood ashes in our garden? That's what my grandmother used to do and her grandmother used to do. And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's part of the NPK, which are the major elements that all plants need in order to grow. The nitrogen, of course, causes the plant to bush out and become green. The phosphorus is very helpful for the budding and the fruit setting. And the potassium is also instrumental in fruit setting. But those wood ashes would be the phosphorus part, so that's excellent. And it's a cheap fertilizer.
Well, it really is. And what else are we going to do with it? You know, I mean, I have a bucket full of it that's probably, you know, not quite a half a pickup bed full of ashes, but almost. And, you know, what else would you do with it? Well, I've experimented. I've sprinkled it, you know, once it's cold. I've sprinkled it on the lawn and, you know, just before a rain, and it rains in. And the lawn seems to do a lot better. And, you know, at one point, wood ashes were a problem when fossil fuels were really cheap and we were, you know, heating with wood. And, you know, what do you do with wood ashes? But now, now they're valuable, just like animal manure, horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure. I know a guy who is a he raises grass for hay, and that's all he does. He's a grass farmer. And he told our son, he said, if I were your age, son, this man's probably 70, 75 years old. He said, son, if I were your age, I would raise chickens. I would have thousands and thousands of chickens, not for the eggs, not for the meat, but for the chicken manure to spread on a grass farm to grow the hay. Because right now, hay is probably twice as expensive as it was last year. Almost $100 for a 1,000-pound roll. You know, those big round rolls, $100. Yes. It used to be $30. So, you know, manure would make the grass grow like crazy. So let's talk about tomatoes.
Absolutely. They're my favorite vegetable as well. And, I mean, it's a cross between is it a fruit or a vegetable and the definitions and so forth. But a court case did settle it. It's a vegetable.
Okay.
So, to me, it's just critical. We use tomatoes in so very many ways. We've got to have that beefsteak to use with our venison burger. We're going to need a large cherry red to have in our salads. We're going to need to can and dehydrate, and therefore a Marglobe or a Homestead are very suitable for that. So it's just great to have a whole variety of them that you can have to plant for your family.
Okay, so when you say beefsteak, I remember eating beefsteak tomatoes, and they are large, and you can slice them, and you can put them in sandwiches. You can put them, they go great with meat. And they're dark, kind of a dark red, aren't they?
Well, there's a whole variety of tomatoes out there. There's over 1,500 heirloom tomatoes. Some are purple, some are orange, some are even white, some are striped. So those are the exotic heirlooms. I just personally am a fan of six breeds that are true to they're just great producers. I like the Homestead, the Marglobe, the Roma. Got to have that for our pizza sauce. The Rutgers, the beefsteak, and a large cherry red. So those are the six that I focus on because they're excellent producers in virtually every geographic area in the United States. Now, you can get some specialty ones like I was talking. The Cherokee Purple would be in the beefsteak tradition, but it's going to be a very dark wine-colored tomato and very tasty. That's also a nice heirloom.
So if we were going to pick six types of tomatoes to grow, the large cherry red, the Homestead, the Roma, the Rutgers, and the beefsteak.
And yep, Marglobe as well.
Marglobe. How do you spell that?
Marglobe. That was actually the original Campbell soup tomato in the 1930s. So it goes back a good bit.
Uh-huh, because Campbell's soup is absolutely distinctive, and I don't think that their tomato soup has changed much over the years. As far as I can tell, it's the same as it used to be.
That's what I think, too.
Okay. All right, so those are the six that we'd want. So what, there have got to be some secrets to growing great tomatoes. We had a neighbor when we lived on the East Coast. He was a farmer, and he retired, and he moved to we'll say the suburbs. Everybody had about an acre back where I grew up. And his garden was better than anybody else's. Everyone else's, you know, just struggled, and they just couldn't produce. His garden was lush and green and vigorous. So there have got to be some secrets. Is that what we're going to learn today?
Well, I hope so. Absolutely.
Okay. So what do we do?
Well, the first thing is healthy soil. And if you've never gardened before, I'm going to give you a really easy recipe for perfect soil to get you going. It's one-third peat, one-third vermiculite, and one-third compost. I call it a blended compost because you're going to want five different sources of that compost. So you always have to look at good dirt. Good dirt will produce great plants. The next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you start your transplants indoors early. The biggest mistake that people make in the South is starting too late. When the temperatures at night get 70 degrees or hotter, the fruit simply will not set. So what you want to do is you want to have pretty large. You want to have about a month jump on the box stores. So if the box stores are now shipping the tomato plants, yours should already be 18 to 24 inches because you started them. Most people start on mid-January in the South. And then they're going to go through, you're going to transplant them in consecutively larger pots. So you have your seed tray, then you're going to go to perhaps a 2-inch square, then a 4-inch square, and then the final transplant would be 6 inches or possibly direct to your garden when it gets to the height of about 18 to 24 inches.
All right, let me see if I've got this right. So we want to start, if we're in the South, we want to start our plants in mid-January. So what we're saying
That's
is
right.
start the seeds indoors, in a tray.
In a tray, that's right.
Okay. Then as they grow, we want to move them to a 2-inch square container,
that's
and then,
right.
then a 4-inch.
You never want your roots to be all bound up. And each time you transplant, what you're going to do is your thumb is going to break apart the exterior roots just a little bit. You're going to flare them out, and now they'll take advantage of the added space that you're providing.
When I look at plants, when you buy them at the box stores, their roots are everywhere. It seems that there's no soil left. It's all roots. Is that because they've
That's
been
a
in
problem.
That pot too long?
Yeah, that is not a good situation because that's what we call being root bound. And what we want is the roots to have freedom and expanse and so forth. So you're going to want to make sure you've got those pots on hand, so everything can go.
Can you use, for those who drink soda in 2-liter bottles, can they use those 2-liter, if they cut the bottles, let's say, maybe 6 inches high from the bottom. Can they make pots out of those by drilling holes or punching holes in the bottom, or is that not a good way to go?
I have actually seen that done, and there's no problem with that. You can also, if you were to actually put the plants out, sometimes you may have a cool week or something, the northern blows in. You could actually put the top part of the soda cans on top. You could actually loosen the lid of the bottle cap, mm-hmm. take that off so that there's adequate transfer because these plants will be breathing and you don't want to, they'll get quite hot under that soda bottle.
Okay. Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net. Link on the website, page 1, USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about tomatoes today, how to grow twice as many as you normally grow.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about growing tomatoes. Twice as many as we might normally grow. And Lucinda Bailey, I believe you mentioned that number one is healthy soil, and we want to start with one-third peat moss, one-third vermiculite, and then one-third blended compost. Now, is that what we use to start our seedlings?
That would be fine, absolutely. And you want to keep your soil moist but not wet, because you don't want root rot to set in. And that is often newer gardeners sometimes overwater. So we want to be careful. And if at all possible, water from the bottom. You can actually set your trays on a cookie sheet and put the water on the cookie sheet, and then the holes that are in those seed trays will the plants will wick up as much water as they actually need. So that's a good way of not to overwater. And in general, tomato plants do not fare well if you put a lot of water on their leaves, especially in an intense sun environment. Now, Missouri is a little different than Texas, but in Texas, you would not want to water overhead watering, because the water will act like a magnifying glass. The sun will go there and scorch the leaf, or fungal disease will set in. Now, in Missouri, I understand that overhead watering is used quite a bit. It's a different ecosystem. So, in general, you want to make sure that you get an inch a week on the tomato plants. So you want consistent water. So I like drip tapes. I like soaker hoses and things like that.
Okay. And when you talk about, well, I've got a text message here and on our text line, and this message says, is the temperature of the soil important when starting seeds? And room temperature or warmer? Should it be warmer than room temperature? That's the question.
It can be, and they actually sell heat mats at any of the nursery supply houses for which to start seedlings. So that would be a consideration. I have found no trouble, however, starting seeds on a windowsill, getting, morning or south exposure. So, yes, the heat will always help. Your soil temperature is critical. And that's why I like starting them indoors as well. There's much more control over that.
Okay. And when you mentioned healthy soil is one-third peat moss, one-third vermiculite, and one-third blended compost, can you tell us a little bit more about what blended compost is?
Sure. Compost comes in a variety of minerals and so forth. And what you want to do is get some perhaps that are cow manure, some chicken manure-based, some that have maybe pine shavings or the trimmings from the sawdust from a pine mill. 31 trace elements are required for optimum health in your plants. And by getting compost from various streams, you are most likely going to end up with all 31 of those trace elements. And for the beginner, you don't have to go to take a chemistry, you don't have to have a chemistry degree or an ag degree. This is the simplest way of getting that wide variety of nutrition in the soil so that your plant can take up all those trace elements.
My mom, when I was growing up, would say, "You are what you eat." And you're saying the same thing for plants. If they don't have the elements, the vitamins and minerals, as it were, they're not going to grow as well, right?
They aren't. And not only that, a weak plant will attract bugs. So if you have problem bugs in your garden, then you can be sure that nature is sending bugs to eliminate that weak plant. So what you want to do is, how did that happen? And generally it goes back to the soil. If you have a healthy soil, you will have healthy plants, and they do not attract bugs. It's amazing how that works. The pheromonal system of a healthy plant repels bugs. And it's a sweet, sugary kind of scent for the unhealthy plants that will attract the aphids and so forth.
When we were in Virginia, we took a piece of fence about 4 feet tall, and we made it into like a probably a 6 foot diameter hoop. And we just put our compost in it. Leaves, grass clippings, banana peels, and we made compost out of it. When we come back, I'd like to ask you, is that what we're talking about when we talk about compost? I'm Vin Finelli. Lucinda Bailey's with us. TexasReady.net. Link on page one, the website. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water,
food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to try. I want to thank every one of you for all the kind things that you say. I get the nicest emails. I really do. And if you wonder why I start each broadcast chuckling, it's because I am having an absolute blast. I just love doing this. I love being on the air with you. I love our instructors. When you come to the Get Prepared Expo, I'll bet you that you will not leave without seeing at least one instructor come up and give me a hug, or me go up to them and give them a hug. It's impossible. That's who we are. And here's just a very simple two-line email that I just received from Kelly in Western Kentucky. It says, our Amish community grows Amish-paste tomatoes and sells many plants. What is the purpose for this variety? Love the show. Love the radio show, Vincent. Thank you. Kelly in Western Kentucky. I get a lot of emails that say that our class loves this broadcast. I have never received, not in 2 years, not one email that says, knock it off, not one. And for that, I want to thank you. And that's why I feel so encouraged for being on the air with you here on Genesis Communications Network. So, Lucinda, what is the answer to that? Amish paste tomatoes, what are they?
I believe that those are a slightly pink tomato, and they are in the Roma family. So they're going to be good for making sauces. And they hold up, the body holds up real well. And I believe that they're about a 3-inch tomato. Now, here's the deal. There are over 1,500 heirloom tomatoes. Amish paste is one of those. So I couldn't possibly know details about everyone. But I have a very strong hunch that what I've just told you is the gospel truth. Those Amish paste have been around quite a long time. And they are standard heirloom varieties. So you can be comfortable using those in your seed bank.
Lucinda, when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, at your exhibit, you bring with you the most vigorous, the most healthy, the best-looking plants. I mean, they are absolutely extraordinary. And I'd like to encourage those of you who are interested in gardening to consider coming to the Get Prepared Expo. You get a chance to meet Lucinda Bailey of TexasReady.net. And you get a chance to go to her seminars, and she's going to teach you how to grow absolutely spectacular gardens. You'll get a chance to meet with her one-on-one. You'll get a chance to have dinner with her. She's going to be with us at the banquet dinner. The freeze-dried guy is cooking dinner on Saturday, April 6th. And we've got room for about 350 of our instructors and guests, and we'd love to have dinner with you. I'll be there. The freeze-dried guy will be there. Dr. Howard Shane will be there. The list goes on and on. Lee Wickenhauser from Genesis Communications will be there. And Midas Resources will be there. John Moore will be there. The list, Dr. Joel Wallach will be there. And the list goes on and on. So those that you hear on this broadcast with us, most of us will be at the Get Prepared Expo. So please consider that. And you can go to usapreparers.com. And you can get your tickets right there. And maybe I should delineate what the terminology is. USAPreparers.com is the radio broadcast, and it is the corporation that owns the this particular broadcast, and it owns Get Prepared Expo. So, and who is the corporation? That'd be me. So, USAPreparers.com and GetPreparedExpo.com. It's really the same thing, and it's the same thing as this broadcast. So what we have is the best experts in the country, like Lucinda Bailey of TexasReady.net, and we all get together, and we teach you what we know best. So that's what the Get Prepared Expo is, and that's what this radio broadcast is all about. And we're talking about compost. Now, my mom, for as long as I've known my mom, which is about 60 years, has taken banana peels, onion peels, cabbage leaves, corn husks, everything that you can think of that is a non-edible part of a vegetable or plant, and puts it into this compost pile, and just keeps growing and growing and growing. And then that compost is put in the garden. Is that the way that you recommend doing this, Lucinda Bailey?
Absolutely, because being that we want to get that self-sufficiency going, we don't want to go to a Kmart, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot and get bags of Miracle-Gro. I don't believe in Miracle-Gro in the first place. But in the event of an extreme economic event, we're not going to be making trips to go get stuff that we could easily, like you said, just take your kitchen scraps, a little bit here, the grass clippings there. Pretty soon you are actually making dirt that will deteriorate over time, and that will produce a very nutritional, supplement to the existing garden beds. And you need to freshen up those garden beds because at the end of the season, it almost looks like a couple inches are missing out of your raised beds. And indeed, those things have been taken up by the plants. And those are the building blocks for all that beautiful greenery that you see and all the vegetables. And, yes, you definitely need to refresh and, put nutrition back into your soil. And the compost heap is the best way to do it.
When our friends and instructors come on over to the farmhouse, they will see right to the right side of the kitchen sink a tray. It's one of those plastic trays that we would probably throw out, something that food might have been packaged in. And it might be, let's say, 8 or 10 inches long by 4, maybe 8 inches wide, 3 or 4 inches deep. And it's been washed out, and that's where the banana peels go. And during the day, that tray is emptied, put into the compost pile, and then the tray is washed out for more banana peels, cabbage leaves, and so forth. And that's what we do. So if we cut ends off tomatoes, whatever is left over that's plant matter, it goes into the compost pile. Now, Lucinda, is that better than just going out to, let's see, we threw overboard Lowe's, Home Depot. Who else do we throw overboard?
I say it's always good to become more and more self-sufficient, yeah, because then we're putting tools in our toolkit, yeah, for a day that none of us, hope happens. But if it does, we've got the assurance that we've got the skill set to keep our families alive and well. And how did the pioneers do it? They did it exactly the same way. They used nutrient-rich resources, and that's what they farmed in. I will have to make one comment. If you have diseased plant matter, or you have stuff that has been bug infested, or something that comes from the tomato family, you don't want to be putting that in your compost heap. Just a little tip there.
Right. So are you saying that the compost pile, the nutrition for the plants coming out of the compost pile is better than just 10-6-4 or 5-10-5 or 10-10-10 fertilizer?
Oh, it'll be the best of the fertilizer because you've got so many different kinds of vegetation going in it. You've got your coffee grounds for the carbon and the nitrogen. You've got a wide variety of nutrition. And in a self-sufficiency mode, you can be completely self-sufficient fertilizer-wise. You're making your own fertilizer when you have a compost heap. So absolutely, this is a skill set we need to know something about and do.
Yeah, and class, if you buy fertilizer from big box stores, and let's say it's 10-10-10, that would be 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, 10% potassium. That's 30%. Now, what's the balance, the 70% that is not nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium? Well, a lot of times that's waste products from chimney scrapings and other filler that may not be very good for you to consume. So we try very hard not to use those kinds of products here at the farm. So we try very hard to use the natural method wherever we can. So just wanted to share that with you. Are your findings any different from what I've just said, Lucinda?
No, and as a matter of fact, we have a whole book that's called The New Self-Sufficient Gardener, which goes very instructively into this whole process of how do you build a self-contained food production machine out of your own backyard. And that's one of the 6 books that we recommend.
Have you grown bucket tomatoes?
I have. Now, the secret there's a couple of secrets to bucket tomatoes. I like a double bucket system where I can control the water. And by that I mean let's say it was a paint container, those 5-gallon paint container. Mm-hmm. You would stack them. You've got like a 4-inch gap of air at the bottom of that first bucket. What I typically do is I go to the hydroponic store and I get they have like those drop screeners, and they're like 25 cents or something. So I cut a hole, drop that little basket in. Now that's kind of floating and suspended in the air. Then what I do is I drill a hole, and I have a water reservoir, and I might do 8 or 10 of these, kind of, I call them earth buckets. And then I'm going to have a central watering place that has it's going to look like an octopus with a little tube going out of that reservoir. And all I do is I come and I fill that reservoir, and then the tomato plant or whatever it is going to draw only the water that it needs. And if you were to pick up that first earth bucket and look, there is, out of that 4 inches that we talked about, two will be filled with water, and the roots actually have air roots and water roots. They look quantitatively different. But in one of those 5 gallon buckets, you can grow very nice tomato plant. You could put a cage on it and control it that way as well. But that's a good way to go, especially if you're a renter, you live in an apartment, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and class, if you're going to use 5 gallon buckets, let me suggest that if you go to restaurants that sell submarine sandwiches, or you go to a place that makes cakes, they have these buckets, and they'd like to get rid of them, and you might be able to buy them for $2 a piece, and they would be food grade, and that's the best way to go if you can get food grade plastic buckets that have had food in them. You wash them out, and a couple dollars a piece for 5 gallon buckets. We've got them all over the farm. Lucinda Bailey, Ben Finelli, Texas Ready, growing tomatoes. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lucinda Bailey is with us. TexasReady.net. Lucinda, we had an offline question about starting a garden in a backyard, and the garden had been compacted for years and years. It had not been a garden prior. What do we do with a tight, packed soil? How do we amend that? What do you recommend that we do with this in Minnesota?
Okay, the first thing I would say is, if it's been compacted as much as it sounds like it has, I would do raised beds, because there you're going to have an immediate first-year success. We can fix compacted soil by using such plants as turnips, parsnips, rutabagas, and things like that. That'll break up a hard soil, but that will not be an immediate fix. That's why I like the raised bed gardening thing, because that one-third peat, one-third vermiculite, and one-third compost from five sources immediately has the right texture, which is loose and airy and light, and it will allow the roots to get right down, you know, to business. Whereas the compact, the reason that the compact is, soil is so tough is that the roots just can't, you know, get about the business of supporting their plant and getting the nutrition. So if they want to do it the long way, they can begin a micro environment under the leaves of, you know, great plants like turnips and rutabagas. That'll take 3 to 5 years, or they can do it the quick way and get their garden going with a raised bed.
Okay. You know, you mentioned previously this blended one-third peat, one-third vermiculite, one-third blended compost. And in the blended compost, you said cow manure, chicken manure, pine shaving, sawdust, and you get those 31 trace elements. Now, sawdust is readily available here. It's actually a problem for the sawmills. We have hardwoods here in Missouri, and there are piles and piles and piles, I mean huge piles of sawdust that's available for free. For those of us that can get that for free, is that something that we should put in our garden, or does that go into the compost?
Well, I would blend it, because that will tend to be very high in very high acidic, and mm-hmm. So you don't want to get you want to have a balance in your planting, and tomatoes are going to really like to have a certain pH, and you want to make sure we don't get too hot. tomatoes are going to like a range of 6.1 to 6.6 pH, that would be suggested. But they can actually grow in 5.8 to all the way to 6.8. So the range for average growth is a lot wider. But if you could hit that benchmark of 6.1 to 6.6 pH, that would be fantastic. Anything that's over 7.0 will not be good for your tomatoes. So in other words, we like the blended compost because to balance that off, you're going to have something like mushroom compost or the steer manure or something like that. So that's, again, you're not going to, you know, go off the chart in one or two nutrients or be too hot if you have that blended five-source compost that we spoke of.
Listen to Bailey, when my dad was alive, I would see him put lime, sprinkle lime, not clump it, just sprinkle it lightly on top of the compost pile. Is that something that is recommended, or was he doing the wrong thing?
No, that's done frequently, and that is going to make it more of a base versus an acidic compost heap. So he probably knew that his soil was high in acid and needed to be dropped down, and the lime will counteract that. So you're using another chemical to, you know, balance out what's naturally provided in your soil. So, no, he probably knew that. And a lot of the old farmers would go around and actually taste the dirt. They would actually know what elements were missing by the taste of the dirt. I haven't gone that far, Ben. But, no, lime is very, very common.
Lucinda Bailey, thank you so much for being with us. Class, if you'd like to have dinner with Lucinda Bailey, if you'd like to attend her seminars, if you'd like to come to the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th, right here at the largest preparedness expo in the United States of America, I am not kidding. You can get tickets. You can go to usapreparers.com, click on the store tab. Internet Explorer is not working so well with that, but if you use some other browser, you can buy tickets for $15 for the entire weekend. $8 for a single day. Lucinda Bailey is going to have dinner with us, and we're going to come up for hour number two. Guns. What happens if you shoot someone?
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.